Our next speaker hails from Birmingham, Alabama. Catherine Barr is a shareholder at Denton Cerotti's Birmingham, Alabama office. She's a member of the Trust Estates and Wealth Preservation Practice Group, and she heads up the Special Needs Planning Department for her firm there. She is a very accomplished attorney. She's also the past president of the Special Needs Alliance. And on a personal note, she's got two really cute corgis. So you can ask her about that after the presentation. Please help me welcome Catherine Barr.
I don't have any slides. I was born a generation too late to work the computer and talk at the same time. So I just found it frustrating and stopped doing that. I like to just talk. I don't know how many of you were here yesterday afternoon and heard Floyd Fegley, but he was fantastic. And that was one of the most important sessions I've heard. And he's presenting something that's a new challenge for us. I like to take on challenges. And I worked for 10 years for an oil and gas company, my first 10 years out of law school. And I got tired of increasing the wealth of the shareholders as being my main goal. And I had always worked with individuals with disabilities in my hometown at various functions. And about that time in 1993, OBRA was passed, and I had an opportunity to move and learn about that section of law. And it has been a great, satisfying career, and I really like being able to do something to help people. And I'm always looking to spot a need, and when something tugs at me that's just not right, then I start thinking about it. I have a lot of clients that were retired, widowed school teachers. They have a child who is, they want to leave their school teacher pension to, and it can be quite a very nice sum. One of my first clients in this area was a retired Navy officer who was a physician, and he had a child with autism, very severe, and he wanted to do the same thing. And I think I worked for years just out of curiosity. Isn't there anything that we can do to direct this pension so it's not going to interrupt the Medicaid waiver and the other programs this child had that were severely needed? And they wanted the pension to go in addition to that. Well, there wasn't. And, you know, I don't like to give up. But fortunately for NALA and the Special Needs Alliance and some other very important organizations, the ARC, someone took this on, and we have passed in 2014 the Military Disabled Child, the Disabled Military Child Protection Act, and it says that you can now direct a pension for a child with a disability to either a D4A trust or a D4C trust. And that is one of the greatest things, I think, that has happened. And I'm so worried that attorneys don't know about this and families don't know about this and what a huge difference it can make in their child's situation. So it's important for a lot of different reasons. And the trust that Alyssa was just talking about that you set up for the child support, you can use the same one in this area. So I have clients that have that are divorced and have a child that's going to receive a military pension. And fortunately, we can use the same trust for those. Okay, so in 2015, Exhibit 1 is the actual act that's attached. Then in 2015, they set up some regulations, and they weren't hard. There's a copy of them at Exhibit 2, and then at Exhibit 3, I have actual samples of what I used in this area to do it. And one of the first cases that I had, I'll come back to later on, was a retired doctor in the military, Brigadier General. And he had a son on the autism spectrum, and he wanted to do this and said, you know, my wife is aware of it. We're going to do everything we can to direct this pension to help take care of our son. And so I said, okay. And this had passed, so I got involved with it.